The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, you might remember earlier in the year, the CSO reported a 30% decline in visitor numbers for February. And of course, there was some disagreement in the industry itself about that figure. Economists warned that Ireland's tourist industry was at a tipping point, and others said Ireland had just become too expensive for some holiday makers. So as the summer of tourism 2025 comes to a close, News Talk reporter Sarah Madden finds out if the high season really did end on a low.
It's the final day of the Kennedy Summer School here in County Wexford, and the New Ross and District Pipe Band are conducting their closing ceremony. The Festival of Irish and American History, Culture and Politics is the pinnacle of the summer tourist season here, and CEO of the Kennedy Trust, Sean Connick, is reflecting on the week that was.
It's been a wonderful few days. Sold out event, and then the speaker's lunch, just the sold out event. Everybody, I think, at this stage, probably fairly exhausted and tired, but it's fantastic for the town. It's great publicity for us all. It creates a great atmosphere and it generates a great buzz around the town, and it's very positive for New Ross and the district.
Despite the success of this particular week, the summer of tourism here has been disappointing for Sean and the businesses in town that rely on it.
24 for us last year, we saw a fallback in visitor numbers, and that fallback has continued across this year. So like, we're more or less flat or slightly behind what we did in 2024. But 2024 for us was a poor year, and now we've got a second poor year. We're down about almost 30% on where we were in 2019 as we come to the end of 2025. We're seeing falling numbers. People are staying less nights. We're seeing a reduction in the spend per tourist head. The tour buses that were coming, in a lot of instances, just weren't full. They maybe had, instead of 45 people on board, we had 28 people on board. We could have had 20 on board. And we had a lot of cancellations of tour series. This is something that's new to us that we hadn't encountered before. So it's been a really challenging year. And when you look at the visitor numbers and you try and deal with the issues such as the ongoing input costs, like the rise in the minimum wage, we've had to find an excess of €200,000 over the last 3 years from the business to just meet the increase in the minimum wage. We've had to find €40,000 a year just to meet the electricity increase in charges. Am I concerned about the situation? I would have to say that I am. We have to accept that there is somewhat of a crisis starting in the tourism sector.
In my own hotel, we're talking about a revenue reduction of about 5% this summer. So that's the picture with rooms business and food and drink business.
Michael Vaughan is the manager of Vaughan Lodge in Lahinch, County Clare.
But in actual fact, when you look into and drill down to it, this year, our drink and wine sales are down 15% on last year. Our food sales are down 12.5% on last year. And they were already on a slide last year from the previous year. So in the last 2 years, I could say that there has been a reduction of over 30% in the spend in food related. People are still dining. The numbers are still the same, but the revenue achieved from the people dining has dropped dramatically.
Michael's family has been in the hotel trade for four generations, but this year they've had to make drastic changes to their offering to keep up with changing tourist tastes.
Our experience has been now that people tend to like to just have a salad for dinner, where before they might have had three courses. They might just have a main course. They might have fish and chips where before they would have had maybe a Dover sole, or they might have had a lobster or something like that. We would have had fine dining for 20 years, but this year we decided to pare back the menu and do a very, I suppose, stripped down a la carte menu so that every single item on the menu could be ordered individually, paid for individually, whereas before that was all included. Wine sales, which used to be a big part of at least 50% of the turnover of the restaurant, have now gone to less than 15% of the turnover of the restaurant. And it's typical now for people just to have a glass of wine or no wine at all with dinner. For a table of 10 people, you might have sold two bottles of wine. You might sell two glasses of wine now.
Michael suspects there's more than just sober curiosity behind his customers' new slimmed down spending.
The appetite has certainly become more suppressed than it has ever been. And talking certainly with a cohort of people from America, many people are saying it's down to people are choosing lifestyle drugs, for instance, like Ozempic, for weight loss and for other medical treatment by people. And this is having an effect on their cravings, on their appetite for both food and alcohol.
American tourist numbers are holding here, even if they are spending less. But figures of European visitors are down more significantly.
We're watching the British market drop very substantially. It's nearly half down what it was pre-pandemic, although there are questions about the CSO figures. We see Germany dropping about 14% year on year, France about 10%, Europe overall about 15%, where everybody else is up 3 or 4%.
Owen Carey is the editor of TravelExtra.ie.
The Dublin Airport passenger cap has sent out a message, a very clear message, that you don't expand Dublin. The airlines that are running to Dublin, and there are some very important American airlines have services there, are not thinking of introducing new ones. They're not introducing the extra capacity on the existing ones. There's a little bit of a movement on that with some new routes to North America, but they're low frequency. They're 4 weekly. The overall message is that if you're looking for expansion, you're looking to other cities across Europe, and we've seen very big, rapid expansion in some of the places that are competing with Ireland. Other people are looking to try and get our market, but it's something that really there needs to be some movement on. And a really important thing, given that North America and the USA are our strongest market by spend, is the slippage of the dollar against the euro. They've saved the last 3 summers for Ireland. Will we be able to rely on them to save the summer of 2026?
The first 2 weeks in August was like a bad November. It really set me back. I wasn't expecting that.
The decline in European visitors has hit Malachy Kearns, owner of Rhinestone Music and Crafts in Connemara, very hard this summer.
Early in the year, I get quite a lot of bookings for the talk on the craft we do. And I'd say 40% of the talks were cancelled as May, June started creeping in. And then I spoke to some of the operators, tour operators, and they said tour companies weren't filling buses, you know, especially in Germany. So they had to cancel a lot of trips and tours. You know, if there aren't so many numbers on the bus, it doesn't pay. And it was a really shock to me to see cancellations coming in every day like that. But running alongside that, I've noticed most Americans that have come this year are staying outside of Galway. They're in maybe Clare or Tipperary or Roscommon or something. And they're doing day trips only to Connemara because they can't get accommodation in Connemara. There's been a big change here about, well, something like 40% of the accommodation is not available to tourism anymore. The hoteliers that are switched over to accommodating refugees is huge, you know. But I've nothing but high regard and empathy for people running from war, you know, war refugees. I'm very, very involved with the Ukrainian family here. In fact, I feel the kids are my kids at this stage. You know, they're here 3.5 years and I'm delighted to be around them. And that, but, oh yeah, there's a big problem there.
Malachy is a master Bowron maker. He's honed the craft over 4 decades and even supplies the Bowrons used in Riverdance. But after the last few summers, the August just gone included, Malachy fears the business and legacy will end with him.
I can see my son now is not interested in the business because he sees all this going on. That's kind of sad, you know, because I probably mentioned in over 100 guidebooks. Well, no, you're very blessed and lucky if you're in 2 or 3. But my son doesn't see the benefit of that because the sales are all down and he just hears conversations at home about there's no money to fix the car or whatever. He's a smart young man, you know. So that's a big shock to me.
The industry is appealing to the government to support the sector with a reduction of the VAT rate and a lift of the passenger cap at Dublin Airport high on their list of priorities.
I think we also need to be mindful of, you know, we talked about it a lot here at the summer school, and that's the Irish-American relationship. And I think we need to be very careful.
Sean Connick in New Ross.
There's a lot of negative commentary. I'd hate to be an American who comes into Ireland, sits into a car that has an Irish station on it, and hears the relentless knocking of the United States, maybe, or Americans, or the President of America. You know, Trump is there. He's a reality at the moment. He's democratically elected. We got to deal with it. And we got to deal with the people around him. And I think, you know, the ongoing negativity that we're maybe portraying, I think that's a really risky thing to do. I think we need to get through the period that we're in at the moment, continue building the relationship that we've had with the US, and again, build on the relationship that we've had with the UK and our European colleagues as well. Mm. You know, we need to attract more visitors. We need to investigate why maybe the visitor numbers are falling to try and make Ireland an attractive place again to come for your holiday and to come visit.
And that report from Sarah Madden.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.